Now, David Dolan, who normally does our Middle East news update, unavailable for this week. But I am thrilled to be able to bring to these microphones a man that we talk to often when there is a Jewish holy day that we want to have explained to us. But he's the National Director of Friends of Israel. I'm talking about Steve Herzig. And what a brother to have Mike's side with us as a broadcast partner to discuss and celebrate the 66th birthday for the Jewish State of Israel. Steve, you are the National Director for Friends of Israel. Now, that means you really do have a love for the Jewish people, and the celebration of their 66th birthday is very special for people like you in your ministry, is it not?
Oh, Jimmy, it sure is. You know, Friends of Israel is now in its 76th year, which means that the founders in 1938, at a very bad time for Jewish people, when they founded the organization, they could have called ourselves the Friends of Palestine or the Friends of Jewish People or the Friends of Hebrews, a lot of different titles. But interesting, Jimmy, they chose the name the Friends of Israel 10 years before the State of Israel was born, simply because they were believers, they were pastors and Christian businessmen who took God at his word, read the Bible in a normal way, and wouldn't you know, prophecy, which is part of your name, Jimmy, on the radio, prophecy today, we look back 66 years for Israel, 76 years for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry.
Steve, is it not miraculous that indeed the Jewish people have come back into the land? They call the nation Israel. They speak the Hebrew language. These are all fulfillments of Bible prophecy, as we've been speaking about. And with 8.2 million, the population for the State of Israel, 75% of those Jewish people, it is exciting to realize there is a tangible evidence that God is working among his people today.
Jimmy, it is, for me, one of the most exciting things. I can recall when I was a youngster going to Hebrew school every day, each day, 4 days a week. I brought my dime until we filled up a little booklet, a little paper booklet that had enough for $2 to plant a tree in Israel. We would do that continually. It was a little nation constantly under danger. We were Jewish families in the United States, thankful certainly for the freedom we were in, but grateful and always thinking about Israel and the Jewish people and what they were going through and trying to help in any way. And now, as a believer in Jesus as the Messiah and part of an organization that does the same thing, to realize that in 1948 there were only 800,000, around 800,000, and today, as you already said, over 8 million Israelis, not all Jewish, and I know you know that, not all Jewish, up 75% are. It's the only democracy in that area. It's the freest place in the Middle East for those who are of Muslim faith. Women could go outside and to university and drive a car. It is the beacon of light in the midst of a real dark area and bad neighborhood, but thank God that God placed her there.
And indeed, because he did place her here in the center of the earth, as Ezekiel 5:5 says, they are strategic to the Middle East, but also to world affairs as well, are they not?
Oh, Jimmy, Israel is the core of the world. It is amazing what they've been able to do in just 66 years. They are the center for major technologies. Most of the technologies that you and I operate, certainly if they weren't thought of or invented there, are being worked on there. Their medical contributions, the way they produce produce, more per acre than any other country, including the United States, and yet a country that welcomes folks from everywhere, loves Americans, which is unique. I've traveled, as you have, around the world. It's one of the few countries as an American you could go to and they embrace you, love you, and are thrilled to have you visit their country. And in fact, this year, Jimmy, I think they're having record tourism. It's an amazing thing. I was there last March, and it was packed.
Well, the same thing is happening here in Israel right now. I'm not sure if you know this or not, Steve. We are leading a tour right now. Had the opportunity earlier today to be at the location of David Ben-Gurion, who lived in the Negev the last 20 years of his life on this earth, one of the great historic figures in all of time, indeed a very humble man and very key to bringing about the existence of the Jewish state. Why is it, give me your thoughts here on this subject, why is it that the Islamic world seems to hate Israel?
You know, Jimmy, it from a human standpoint, it is a quandary. People don't understand. And really, all through the years, the only explanation I can give you is actually a spiritual one. And that is that whatever God loves, Satan hates. And if you look at anti-Semitism throughout the years, you will know that many of the individuals who were behind terrible, terrible things, some of them were dabbling in the occult, most notably Adolf Hitler, who was certainly one of the worst. But as we think in terms of Islam and what it is, I know people get in trouble for saying that. I know Franklin Graham did. But I would always say this. I believe that Islam, radical Islam, is satanic. Why else would women say that I'll give more of my sons and daughters to blow themselves up to be in heaven? I don't know of any other religion other than the ones we read out of the Old Testament who were Baal worship doing the same kind of things. It's a terrible thing to say, but we observe it all the time.
They do indeed hate the Jewish people. They don't like them living in this neighborhood. And you earlier mentioned this is a very tough neighborhood to live in. You're talking about 8 million people in the nation of Israel. That's their present population with, as you mentioned, Steve, only 75% of them Jewish. But when you look at the Arab world, 23 different nations, about 300 million Islamic people living around them. You add to the Arab nations, the other Islamic nations, it's probably up about 500 million people. And indeed, Israel seems to continue to prosper. But you look then at our own administration in Washington, D.C., the Obama White House, and what they're doing. It looks like they are moving away from their support, long-time support for the Jewish nation of Israel, and moving in another direction. I wonder why that's happening.
Oh, Jimmy, it really breaks my heart as an American to say that. In fact, recently, as I travel around and speak in churches, I actually say that America is still very friendly to Israel, and Israel and the United States get along great. But I really believe that Stephen Harper in Canada is more of a friend right now than we are. For the first time that I can remember, we have had an administrative figure use apartheid, that word apartheid and Israel in the same sentence. I've just never heard that before from any administration. It grieves me. It concerns me. But at the same time, Jimmy, it excites me. Because you and I both know passages in the scripture which talk about an end game that God has all along. I didn't believe that it might be in my lifetime that we'd see these things happening in Israel. But at the same time, we who are part of the church know that God could start that clock at any time, on any moment rapture, in which the clock will soon begin after a person's raised up. And Israel's going to be front and center during that time. But right now, if you compare the leadership in Canada and how they've treated Israel and the United States recently, I have to say we fall in second place now.
Yes, indeed, we do fall in second place. Let's conclude our conversation talking about the prophetic truth of God's Word. You brought it to our attention. Bible prophecy tells us that the rapture will take place, but then God is going to do some special things for the Jewish people. Would you, with all the knowledge you have of study of Bible prophecy, with your travels here to Israel, with working with Jewish people around the world, would you say we are at that point in history when all of these prophecies could be fulfilled?
Jimmy, it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there who call themselves Christians. I believe they are. I can't put a clock on God. I believe in the hope, the blessed hope, but I'll tell you this. It is fair to say that as you and I read our Bible, when you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, when you see the things that are happening, it certainly seems to me like we're in a staging process where God needs to line things up. And so I would tell you this, if the rapture were to take place today, there wouldn't have to be a lot of other things to happen before that clock begins. It seems like the staging process has begun.
I like that phrase. The staging process indeed has begun. And the celebration of the 66th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel in existence, tangible evidence that Bible prophecy has been and will be fulfilled. Steve Herzig, our special broadcast partner with us, as we think about the 66th Independence Day for the Jewish State of Israel. Steve is the director, the national director of Friends of Israel. And Steve, you're a good friend. Thank you so much for being available for this conversation today.
Thank you, Jimmy, and happy 66th birthday to Israel.